The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the Taoiseach has issued a formal state apology to the victims of paedophile Bill Keneally. Some of those abused by the former basketball coach watched from the Distinguished Visitors Gallery in the Dáil, as Micheál Martin said, there was a dereliction of duty on the part of the state.
We must acknowledge the failings that led to these awful outcomes. In recognition of the horrific experiences, the bravery of his victims, and also to ensure that it can never happen again. As Taoiseach, I apologise unreservedly on behalf of the state to the victims of Bill Keneally for what was a clear and serious dereliction of duty.
Okay, the Taoiseach speaking in the Dáil just a little earlier. Sean Defoe, our political correspondent, was in the Dáil chamber for the apology. He joins us now. Sean, what is the initial reaction to the Taoiseach's formal apology on the part, on behalf of the state, I should say?
Yeah, look, that statement and I suppose reaction still going on with the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, now on his feet, closing up, I suppose, the statements from the government side of things, in which he has said that he is going to follow through and indeed has already written to the Attorney General about a key recommendation in the Commission of Investigation report that a new criminal offence of derelict or misconduct in public office, I should say, be examined, what the impact of that would be, and a separate potential offence of misconduct in public office by omission. This is one of the big recommendations of that committee, linked to the Garda investigation, that initial Garda investigation in 1987, when there seemed to be quite a lot of local evidence that people knew what Bill Keneally was up to, and yet it was not followed through on. There was quite a lot of criticism in the Dáil chamber of that Garda investigation. The phrase dereliction of duty that you heard in that clip there was one that was really plastered all over the Commission of Investigation report, and the Taoiseach used it a number of times today when talking about the Garda investigation and indeed other elements of one particular anecdote from the report has been repeated by opposition politicians a number of times when a teenage boy walked into Waterford Garda station to report that he had been abused and was turned away because he was underage and was told that he couldn't make a Garda report without a parent present. And yet, as was pointed out in the chamber today, no effort was made to contact that boy's parents to follow him home or even to drop him home after he'd gone in. They didn't even bring him into a room to discuss that. It was at the front counter that he was told essentially to go away, and had more been done by the Gardaí at the time, perhaps others wouldn't have been abused by Bill Keneally in the way they were.
Did the Taoiseach make any reference to the fact that Bill Keneally was a member of a political family that was very well known, very prominent locally?
He did. Look, the Keneallys were a political dynasty in Waterford. Billy Keneally Senior was a TD. His son Brendan Keneally also a TD, and for both of them for Fianna Fáil. And the Taoiseach mentioned this in the Dáil. There was a lot of attention on. Obviously, he was going to apologise on behalf of the state, but he did also apologise on behalf of his party. He said to the people in the victims in the gallery today, the victims of Bill Keneally, that he was sorry on behalf of his party. The two TDs who were members of Fianna Fáil failed in their duty to protect children. They put the interests of their own relative first and comprehensively failed in the duty that every TD and every public representative has to uphold the law and to protect children at a very basic level within the constituency. So no hiding from that, really. Monsignor Shine, also, who's an uncle and very prominent in Waterford, has been mentioned a number of times in the Dáil. And while the Taoiseach hasn't gone as far as Mary Butler, the local Waterford TD, has gone in saying that there was a cover-up by some in Waterford, including potentially members of Fianna Fáil, he has certainly stepped up and said that there was a comprehensive failure on behalf of members of his party.
And just finally, Sean, did the Taoiseach make any reference to redress?
The Taoiseach didn't in his speech, but Mary Butler did, and said that there should be every support given to the victims of Bill Keneally, whether that be through counselling or indeed other measures, and suggested that the government was open to mediation with those victims to discuss next step. Financial redress hasn't really been discussed in a massive way up to now by the government in relation to the victims, but certainly the door opened there by the Chief Whip.
Okay, Sean Defoe, a News Talk's political correspondent, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder this evening. If you've been affected by any of the issues raised, please contact 1 in 4 on their support line, which is 01662 4070.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.